It's Friday morning, May 7th, and I'm getting depressed. It's our last full day, and of course I feel like it went too fast, and there's so much I wish we could have still gotten done. Because of the crash of the Halloween party, we didn't do most of the mountains last night. John's really exhausted from the party, so I let him sleep in, and I decided to go on an adventure. I'm hoping to get to the top of the Contemporary and get some pictures without having to eat at the grill. Friends of mine did it. They went in the late morning while the restaurant prepared to open for lunch and were allowed in to take pictures with no problem. But for me, unfortunately, while cast members said they would gladly let me take pictures without eating there, the restaurant wasn't serving lunch and was closed until dinner. And without the restaurant open, I couldn't even get up on the floor. The elevators won't even take you up that far. That made me even more depressed. I've been trying to do this for a few trips, and I got stymied again. With the way that we have our day planned, there's just no way I'm going to be able to get back here to do this tonight. But I walked around the concourse, and I enjoyed the shops they had there. It's been a while since I explored the Contemporary. And then I went out to the Magic Kingdom fireworks viewing area. It's not the view from the grill, but it really is nice. If you haven't seen it, treat yourself to go do it. I was so tempted to jump on the monorail and shoot in the Magic Kingdom and then ride a car or carriage up Main Street like we had originally planned, but we didn't get to do that either. But that's not fair to John that he's sitting at the camper and I'm jumping all around Walt Disney World. So I went back on the boat to Fort Wilderness. I talked a long time with the boat skipper, whose name was Karen. She's worked there in that department for over 20 years. And before that, she worked at the Polynesian for 5 years as a lifeguard and at the Children's Center. She had a lot of great stories, including how someone she used to watch at the Children's Center grew up to work with her at Disney as a cast member in the same department. She cheered me up with all her stories, and I grabbed a nice coffee and some breakfast as a surprise for John. And I enjoyed both rides. There was a power sailor out, and I haven't seen one of them do that for a while. There was a family behind me talking about their day and how excited they were riding the train up in the sky, as they called it, to the children, which, of course, was the monorail.